Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back on a Wednesday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, we got a ball game to win. How you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling pretty good, brother. It is game day, and quite frankly, we don't have time for the sugar blue personalities today and mentality today. We burned the boats. There is no turning back.
There are no boats.
We are in the Chavez Ravine, and we're not leaving without two W's. Starts tonight at 9:08 Eastern Standard Time. Jackie Fritz, listen. You've done a yeoman's job of carrying the flag all year long. I want you to understand this. You carry that flag all the way to the grave. I don't care if you had to be the first one with a bullet in your forehead.
All right.
We're going to the grave with it.
This got so dark.
We're going to the grave with it.
All right.
All the way to the ground. Holler at your boy, Jackie Baseball.
Let's win a ball game.
Let's
win a freaking ball game.
Here's the thing.
Don't let the Phils win tonight.
All they got to do is win one baseball game. There's a game tonight, and the first pitch is at 9:08. And all they got to do is win one baseball game. We had every right to be mad on Tuesday about everything that happened in that game on Tuesday. Had right to be mad at Topper. Have a right to be mad at Bryce Harper. Have a right to be mad at Kyle Schwarber and Nick Castellanos and all of those things. But it is not time yet for a eulogy. A eulogy is when something dies. The Phillies are not dead. And sometimes we have seen them look like a dead team walking. Sometimes we see that we saw it against the Mets last year. Mm-hmm. That team that we saw on Monday night did not look dead to me. Jesus Luzardo did not look dead. That ninth inning, the team didn't look dead. Are they a dumb baseball team? Yes. Have the two best players come up small? They have. But we've gotten great starting pitching. They fought back on Monday, and they've been right there. This is not like being down 3-0 in the NBA. That's impossible, right? This is being down 2-0 in baseball. They win the game tonight. This series is completely different. Yankees had the same issue, right? Lost the first two games. Their big player was not coming through in a big spot. Last night, Aaron Judge hits the biggest home run I may have ever seen in terms of stature, but a big home run for him. They win the game, and the series all of a sudden feels a little bit different. Coming back from 2-0 in baseball is not some unheard of thing. 2017 Yankees, 2015 Blue Jays, 2012 Giants, 2003 Red Sox, 2001 Yankees, 1999 Red Sox, 1995 Mariners. All they need to do is win one game. Do not worry about winning three in a row. Don't worry about winning tomorrow's game. Win tonight. Then we have Chris Sanchez tomorrow, and then maybe a game five at Citizens Bank Park. Yeah. I am here to say I still believe. This is not a proclamation that I know they're going to win and the Dodgers are dead and we're just... I still believe this team has it in them. They have done it all year long. Every time there's been adversity, Zach Wheeler hurt, Bryce Harper hurt, Trey Turner hurt, Alec Boehm hurt, Aaron Nola hurt, eviscerated in Citi Field, every single time they've come back. I am giving them that. My heart is open tonight, Ike. Okay. I am going into tonight thinking they can win this baseball game, and they win this baseball game. It's a whole new series. Go out and beat the Dodgers tonight. Just go beat the Dodgers. Win one baseball game.
Yeah, I mean, I think what you really have to hope is that the players feel the same way.
Yep.
They didn't just take a trip across the country to go sightseeing for a day. They have to really believe that they can still win this series. Now, it takes one game at a time, but ultimately they have to believe they still have a chance to win this series versus it being over. That way you come into tonight's game with the mindset of just grind out the game.
Just win this game.
Find a way to win it.
Yep.
Find a way to win it. That's the way Topper has to manage the game tonight. It'll be interesting to see, is he managing from an overly aggressive standpoint? Are these guys coming out trying to stretch singles into doubles? You know what? Like, I don't need you to do that.
Right.
Like, don't play dumb baseball.
No, just don't try to hit an 8-run home run.
Yeah.
Win a baseball game.
Yeah, work a count.
You've been playing baseball. See, these guys have been playing baseball since they've been 5 years old. Everything that you've ever learned about how to play baseball, go do that tonight. You know, a month ago, they were playing in Los Angeles, and they won two straight games in Los Angeles a month ago. It's the same team over there. It's the same team over here. It's the playoffs, but it's the same team on both sides. Go win a baseball game tonight. That's all they got to do. You know, Aaron Nola's had a bad year, but Aaron Nola has it in him. Get through five innings, give up two runs, something like that, get us to Ranger. And these guys, and Bryce and Kyle Schwarber and Trey Turner. Like,
you're going to need four or five runs to win this game.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
This, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to need, you got to score some runs.
Score some runs. They were right there. This is not, we saw what it looks like when the Dodgers have outmatched their opponent. That was the first round of the playoffs. What they did to the Cincinnati Reds, you watch that game, you say to yourself, well, these two teams not in the same league. That is not what I saw on Saturday and not what I saw on Monday.
Yeah.
Go and we as a fan base, I just feel so much of everybody ready to throw dirt on them. I promise you this. This is my promise to you as a listener of the WIP Afternoon Show. Mm. If this team dies, we can throw dirt on them. I promise you, we will spend days throwing dirt on them.
We will.
Don't do it now while we still have the opportunity to win a baseball game. That's all I'm saying. You will have your opportunity to fire Topper. You will have your opportunity to not re-sign Kyle Schwarber, to trade Casty, to say Bryce isn't the guy. All of those opportunities that you want, you will have them if they die. They are not dead. They're not dead. And you said the right thing. As long as they go into this game thinking they can win the game, they can win the game. It's one baseball game, you know? You ready in there, Fritz?
I am ready. Okay. And we've already burned the boats. I almost want to do the burn the boat speech again because it did work so well to kind of rebound them.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind hearing it.
Might need to bring it back out again. You've come this far. You've gone across the country. I tell you what, little tingle when they went to the Powder Blues. Just letting everyone know. When they said we didn't impact the road graze, I said that might be a moment.
Yeah.
That might be a moment. And I just need the boys to come together. Yeah. Honestly, I think leaving CBP is going to be good for them. Like,
there's too much pressure.
I just think it's...
Bunch of salties. Get to the West Coast and win a game or two.
And then it'll be a joyous atmosphere on Saturday and no one's going to be tight at all. Just go out there and don't die.
Don't embarrass us. I mean, let's call it what it is.
Yes.
Call it what it is.
Yes. Embarrass us.
Yes. We're out here waving the flag and carrying the shield.
Ike bought a new hat, a new t-shirt on Monday.
You see me?
Yes.
Yeah, wearing it proudly, right?
Yes.
So, and we're out here representing amongst other fan bases as we're the number one fan base. Like, the fans have shown up.
Yes.
I don't know what the hell Cassie's talking about. Forget his nonsense. But the fans have shown up and done their job. You guys have not done your job as players.
215-592-9494. Do you still believe? Yes.
I was going to say, now that I think we're down 0-2, I was going to say we probably don't have a good amount of people out there for the game.
Well, they already booked their trip, I guess.
That's true.
Yeah. But I would say there'll be
sell the tickets for people.
That's a good point. And the last message, if you happen to be listening, Bryce, to tell the rest of the guys, you are the underdog now. everybody expects you to lose. Whatever tightness you had about expectations, it's not about that anymore.
Yeah, let them hang, buddy.
Yeah, nobody expects anything anymore. You know what most people expect? Most people expect you to go out to Los Angeles, lose one of those two games, and the season be over.
Yeah.
The expectations are gone. You're now the underdog. That is a role that the Phillies have thrived in previously when people don't believe. Just go out there, as you said, let them hang. Win a baseball game. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, man, we can't support no quitters. Listen, so if y'all all already quit, y'all going to be calling the state talking about, oh, you can't get aboard, just go ahead and hang up right now. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to hear that today. We trying to go out here, L.A., win a baseball game. All you got to do is win one, like y'all said. I need some hunger. I want y'all to go down swinging. You know what I'm saying? Like make them kill you. You know what I'm saying? Make
yes.
them kill you. I need it to the ninth inning. I need the game, you know, if we don't blow them out early. I need y'all fighting to the ninth, bottom of the ninth. You know what I'm saying? Do not quit on us. You know what I'm saying? Because we supporting y'all all the way back across the country. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Let's go, Phillies. Aaron Nola, listen, man. Look, you used to be the ace of this team. They counted you out. They bring in all these guys. You know, Zach Wheeler took over.
A lot of disrespect thrown your way, Nola.
Yep. Now they put, you know, they got Lizardo and all these guys. They put you pitching the third game? The third game? And they was questioning about doing that. Come on, Nola. We need you to come through tonight, baby. We need you to show up a Philadelphia legend. I need you to do what you do. Get us through. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bryce, I need you, baby. Hey, I need you to show up. We need a home run. Trey Turner, man. This used to be, you know what I'm saying, Trey Turner? This used to be your team, dog. They said they ain't want you no more. They threw you away like trash, balled you up and said Kobe and shot you away, boy.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? We need you, Trey Turner. And I was mad on Monday. I called him the Ohio peasant.
Talk to him, baby.
Hey, man, listen. When you an Ohio legend. Listen, we from Ohio. We don't quit. Mm-hmm. Ask you. Ask Ike Reed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We don't quit. Mm-hmm. Hey, I need you to step up and represent for your state. Bring it home, you know what I'm saying? Kyle Schwarber, I need you, baby. And the rest of the lineup, just do what y'all did on Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Or on Monday. Mm-hmm. Just do what y'all did on Monday. You know what I'm saying? Deliver for us. You know what I'm saying? Hit. Castellanos, listen. Keep your mouth shut. Just go play baseball. We don't need to hear from you no more.
Yeah. Because
if you keep saying that bull crap, they're going to ship you up out of here like they did like Kobe, too, and shoot you in the trash. You know what I'm saying? So let's get this W tonight. Go, Phil!
That is the right energy.
That's where we start this thing off.
Yes. Let's go. Win one game. That's all we're asking. And, you know, I know it'll be hard for Bryce. It'll be hard for Kyle Schwarber. But go in there, get Yamamoto out of the game. Yeah. If there's not a big meatball across the plate asking you to hit it 600 feet or whatever, mm-hmm. make them throw pitches. Make them earn it. Make them throw strikes.
And the biggest thing those guys got to do, I want them to have a moment too, but I also need them to trust their teammates. Feels like the top of the line has been trying to do a lot by themselves.
Yeah,
been trying to win the games by themselves.
Yeah,
pass the baton.
Yes.
Pass the baton.
Get on base. Get on base. If the guy wants to walk you, let him walk you. The bottom of the lineup, it's not just Monday that the bottom of the lineup has been carrying them. The bottom of the lineup's been there for 2 months, right? Yep. Marsh has been there for 2 months. Bader's been there since he's gotten here.
Kepler,
I don't know if he's
going to
play. Kepler had a couple of big hits on Monday. The bottom of the lineup is not something they don't need. The top four doesn't need to do everything. They just need to do their part. If Yamamoto wants to walk you, let him walk you. If there's a single there to take it, take the single. You know, you can't win the game with one swing, but you sure as hell come losing. You can lose the game with one swing. You know, get in there, get on base, get that starter out of the game, win a baseball game. 215-592-9494. Frank in North Wales, you're on WIP. What's up, Frank?
Guys, I love the Phils, but to quote John Ritchie from this morning, I resent the fact that they've sucked me in again for another year, believing that the heroes of the regular season are going to be heroes in the postseason. They're going from heroes to zeros. And I think it's delusional to think that what can they do two games away that they weren't able to do two games at home with that advantage?
Hit.
Tell me what I'm missing.
Let me ask you this, Frank. I love our home field advantage. I truly do. But the home field advantage doesn't help you hit the ball. It just doesn't. You either have to lock in, hit, and hit the ball or not hit the ball. So they can hit a baseball the exact same way at Dodger Stadium as they can hit it in Philadelphia. And here's the other thing. You talk about regular season guys. Bryce Harper has not had a good two games, but Bryce Harper for sure has been a postseason performer. Kyle Schwarber in previous postseasons for other teams as well has been a postseason performer. Trey Turner has won a World Series. These are not a bunch of guys who they're holding. This is not Embiid, right? This is not Embiid. This is not a team full of postseason failures. That's not what they are. They have come up there. Have they done it? Did they do it against the Mets? No. Did they do it in the first two games? No. But these are players who have done it before. And this the whole thing where they're just regular season players. I do not have that perception of these ball players. I really don't. And I think it's a little. I understand why you feel that way, but I don't think the history supports that.
Well, one more point, and I appreciate your comeback there. I do respect that. The thing that I thought was an interesting nugget from what Bryce Harper said when he answered that question, whether he should have answered it or not is a totally different question. But he said in there that I don't know what kind of leash they're going to give
Nola.
Now, if that speaks volumes, do you think if he thinks that everybody else isn't thinking that also? So now they have the seed of doubt. Of why is he putting Nola in, or how long is he going to go? I'm going to work my butt off when I'm at the plate, but my manager's putting in a guy that already has a leash on him. So I mean, what does that say?
I would say this, particularly for those guys at the top of the lineup, do your job first.
Yeah.
Don't worry about Nola. Do your part first.
Yeah.
Like, you haven't done anything for two straight games.
Yeah.
Like,
with good starting
job.
Pitching.
Yes, with good starting pitching.
You know, sometimes I think that when there is a really good starting pitcher in there, we've seen this a number of times. We saw it with Hamels. We've actually seen it when Nola was at his best, not a ton of run
support.
Not
getting run support, yeah.
Is that I think when there is a pitcher in there, and I think there's also a reason why Taijuan Walker, who is not a great starting pitcher, seems to win baseball games, is because the lineup doesn't think they can just go out
there.
They
know they got to score runs that day.
Yeah, and score two runs. I hope you're right because
if not, next year is going to be a hell of a lot different, and it's going to be sad.
Well, and also it also tells you, appreciate the call,
yeah,
Frank, but it also tells you what they're thinking in the future. I think we're being naive if you don't believe that Ranger Suarez moving on this offseason, not being resigned, and Aaron Nola being here, the decision in a pivotal game here, they have to deal with Aaron Nola moving forward.
They do. They do.
So how he feels about not getting this opportunity considering what he's been, the amount of money he makes, can have a reverberating effect moving forward. So they have to think about that.
But sure. And you know what? If you're Aaron Nola, go out there and make everyone look silly for thinking that we need to piggyback another starter onto you for if nothing. I hope the way that the other players are looking at it is this is a strategy which gives us a better chance to win in that we have two good starting pitchers going tonight, something that the Dodgers did in game one. You know, with Glasnow coming in there. Hopefully, this just gives us a better chance to win. Think of it as a bolstered bullpen instead of not having faith in Aaron Nola.
Yeah. You know? I just think the fact that he's going to be here, that plays a part in the decision.
To start him.
If I got to toss up between which one of the two I'm going to start, where it's easier for me to start him and then pull him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Versus not starting you at all and you still lose.
Yeah.
And now you got to deal with that as well.
A guy that didn't start.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to hear what Bryce said about Nola?
Yeah.
Okay.
How much confidence do you guys have in a veteran guy like that in the mound in this game tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought he looked great the other day in the inner squad. He was up to 94. Curveball looked good. Changeup looked good. Sinker. I mean, obviously he's going to have a leash on him, I'd imagine, with Ranger behind him, if I had to guess. I don't know what their plans are or anything like that, but if I had to guess, that's kind of what it would look like. But you never know. You know, I hope he goes nine shutty and, you know, call it a day.
Yeah, I think
I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
Like, they know. They know Aaron Nola hasn't been great.
Yeah, and they also know what the plan is.
The plan
is if Nola looks like he doesn't have it, then they'll go to Ranger.
Yeah.
You're
right. He just gave it to you.
Yes. That's what it is. Yes. Everybody knows that's what it is. Now, whether Bryce should use the word leash, I don't know. That might have been.
He had a good press conference yesterday. Yeah. He's feeling himself a little bit.
He was feeling himself. Yeah. He was just letting it flow.
Yeah, come on, man.
Well, speaking of Bryce's press conference, coming up next.
What else? Did he say anything else?
Well, there are a couple of things. First, maybe a shot at Casty, you know, a subliminal shot at Casty. And maybe, honestly, one of the quotes I've laughed hardest at that I've seen from a professional athlete in a long time.
Wow.
Yeah, coming up next. From Bryce, of all people.
Of all people, yeah.
Do you believe, are you just going to give the Phillies a shot tonight? It's too early to throw dirt on them. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.